Tefila for Life, Shir number 34, Tuesday, Parshias Nitzavim Vayelech. We are discussing the words that we make in a bracha, specifically the brachas ha-mitzvahs that we make, and now we are discussing the bracha of Asher Kedushan Mitzvahs of Itzivanu, Al Netilas Yadayim. So the next word in the bracha is Vitzivanu, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam commanded us. Now, generally, when we make the bracha, the word Vitzivanu makes sense, because it is a direct commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. But specifically what we are referring to, which is the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim, which is not a mitzvah in the Torah, rather Chazal were misakin this mitzvah. So how are we saying Vitzivanu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never commanded us to do this mitzvah. Chazal told us to do this. There's a very important understanding in this, and Chazal pointed out in a Gemara in Shabbos, but really it gives us a broader understanding in what the purpose of a mitzvah is at all. Chazal explained that the Torah did command us to listen to Chazal, because the Pasuk says, "Loi sasur min hadavar asher agidu lecha yamin usmoil." The Torah says you're not allowed to deviate from what Chazal teach us. So therefore, even though the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did not directly command us to do this mitzvah, but because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam commanded us to listen to Chazal, therefore this is also included in a commandment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we have to listen to Chazal, and Chazal told us to do this mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. But this teaches us a very important concept, which comes off of what we discussed yesterday. And that is that a mitzvah is not just an objective action. It is a form of communication, of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is, the word mitzvah has in it a hint of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the last two letters is Vav and He, which is the last two letters of Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei. And the first two letters, Mem and Sadi, the Mefarshim explain, also hint to the name Yud-Kei. And the reason is because there is a form of gematria, which is called At-Bash, which means the Aleph could be interchanged with the Taf, and the Beis is interchanged with the Shin. We switch from the first letter of the Aleph Beis to the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and we move our way back, so it goes At-Bash-Gar-Dak. This is one of the ways that we measure gematrias. But over here, if you take the letter Mem and the letter Tzadi, and you use the gematria of At Bash, you will see, fascinating, that the letter Mem changes for a Yud, and the letter Tzadi changes for a He, which basically spells out Yud K, Vav K. And the Mefarshim explain, in every mitzvah is hidden HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, because it is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth is that the word mitzvah is the same word as tzavsa, which in the Lashon of Arami means companionship, means to connect. So a mitzvah is a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And specifically, in a mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us directly, rather he told us to listen to Chazal, and we listen to Chazal, that shows the real connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't just listen to what he tells us. We listen to the people that he tells us to listen to. And that is true connection. So every time we say the word Vitzivanu, let's remember that a mitzvah is not just a commandment. It's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah has in it the hidden name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah, especially a mitzvah from Chazal, is a connection to Hashem.